Good afternoon and good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome to the Scribe Vibe with Janae, the podcast that takes you on a thrilling journey through the enchanting world of books and the art of writing. I'm your host, Janae, and I'm absolutely delighted to have you join me on this exciting adventure. Guess what? I've rebranded! And with this new, I've added a segment to my podcast called The Writer's Talk. This video recorded segment will take you on an exciting journey of the featured artists. You'll learn more about their work and we'll dive deep into their writing world. The video is always ready to be viewed on my channel, Janae Writes Books, which is on YouTube the day after the podcast airs. Also, in each episode, we will go in depth into the captivating realm of literature, exploring the countless facets that make writing such a fascinating and rewarding craft. From the intricate process of crafting compelling characters to the secrets of weaving intricate plot lines, we'll unravel the mysteries of storytelling together. And that's not all. We'll also keep our finger on the pulse of the ever-evolving publishing industry, discussing the latest trends, the most groundbreaking authors, and the books that are making waves on the literary scene. Whether you're an aspiring writer eager to hone your skills, a passionate bookworm always on the hunt for your next favorite read, or simply one who appreciates the timeless magic of a well-told story, this podcast is tailor-made for you. So grab your favorite beverage, find a cozy spot, and let's embark on this exciting journey together. From the do's and don'ts of the writing world to the hidden gems of the literary scene, the Scribe Vibe with Janae is your ultimate guide to navigating the enchanting landscape of books and the written word. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened as we explore the boundless possibilities of storytelling. Without further ado, let's dive in and discover the incredible world of writing together. Welcome to the show. Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. And welcome to another episode of The Scribe Vibe with Janae. Hi, I'm Janae. And today we're diving deep into the craft of writing, from the character development to world building and everything in between. Today we're going to discuss an essential, albeit challenging, aspect of the writing journey: handling rejection and criticism. Whether you're a seasoned author or just starting out, learning to cope with feedback and rejection is crucial for your personal and professional growth. So let's explore how to navigate these waters with grace and resilience. Rejection and criticism are an inevitable part of life. As writers, we pour our hearts and souls into our work, and facing rejection and negative criticism can feel like a personal attack. Trust me, I know. However, learning to handle these experiences is crucial not only for your mental well-being, but also for our development as writers. Constructive criticism can be a powerful tool for improvement, while rejection can be a stepping stone for greater opportunities. Embracing these experiences with an open mind and a positive attitude can help us grow more resilient. Rejection and criticism comes in many forms and can impact various aspects of our lives. Let's break down the different types and how they affect us. In personal relationships and social situations, rejection can take on the form of unreciprocated romantic interests, friendships that fade away, or social gatherings where we feel out of place. This type of rejection can be deeply hurtful because it strikes at our sense of belonging and self-worth. Learning to navigate these experiences involves understanding not every connection will be the perfect fit, and that it's okay to seek out relationships where we feel valued and accepted. And in the professional realm, rejection could come in the form of job applications, performance reviews, or missed promotions. This type of rejection can impact our career trajectory negatively and financial stability, making it particularly stressful. However, it's important to view professional rejection as a part of the journey. Each no can be a learning opportunity, providing valuable insight into what employers are looking for and where we can improve our skills. Persistence and continuous self-improvement are key to overcoming professional setbacks. For creatives, like us writers, rejection often comes in the form of declined submissions, negative reviews, or lack of recognition. This can be especially painful because our creative work is an extension of ourselves. It's essential to separate our self-worth from our work and understand that rejection does not define our talent, or constructive criticism, even when it's tough to hear, can offer new perspectives and help us refine our craft. Embracing the feedback process with an open mind can lead to significant growth and development. Understanding the difference between constructive and destructive criticism is vital for personal and professional growth. Constructive criticism is specific, actionable, and aimed at helping us improve. It focuses on work rather than the individual and offers suggestions for how to make positive changes. For example, a constructive critique of a manuscript might highlight areas where the plot can be tightened or the characters more fully developed. In contrast, destructive criticism is often vague, personal, and unhelpful. It may be delivered with an intent to hurt rather than help. For instance, a destructive comment might simply say, "Your story is terrible," without offering any insight to what specifically needs it. Learning to recognize and filter out destructive criticism while focusing on constructive feedback is crucial for maintaining a healthy mindset and continue to grow as a writer. Rejection and criticism can have profound psychological effects, especially for writers who often invest a great deal of their identity into their work. Let's explore the emotional responses and the broader psychological impacts these can have. Receiving rejection or criticism can trigger a range of intense emotions. It's not uncommon to feel hurt when our work, something we poured our heart into, is dismissed or critiqued. Anger can surface, sometimes directed at the source of the criticism or at ourselves for not meeting expectations. Perhaps more insidiously, self-doubt can creep in, making us question our abilities and the value of our work. These emotions are natural reactions, but can become an obstacle if not managed properly. Repeated rejection or harsh criticism can take a toll on our self-esteem and confidence. Writers may start to question their talent and the worth of their creative efforts. This can lead to a fear of putting oneself out there, resulting in fewer submissions or less daring creative risks. Over time, this erosion of confidence can create a significant barrier to progress and success in the writing journey. Imposter syndrome is a common experience among writers and creatives, where one feels like a fraud despite evidence of their skills and accomplishments. When faced with rejection or criticism, these feelings can intensify. Writers may feel unworthy of their successes, attributing them to luck rather than talent, and live in fear of being found out as imposters. This syndrome can be debilitating, stifling creativity and growth if not addressed. While the psychological impact of rejection and criticism can be challenging, there are effective strategies for coping and turning these experiences into opportunities for growth. One powerful strategy is to reframe the perspective on rejection and criticism. Instead of viewing them as personal failure, we can see them as stepping stones on our path to improvement. Rejection can be misunderstood as a natural part of the creative process, where not every piece will be a perfect fit for every reader or publication. Constructive criticism, even when tough to hear, can be seen as invaluable feedback that guides us towards becoming better writers. It's crucial to separate our self-worth from the outcome of our creative endeavors. Our value as individuals is not determined by the acceptance or rejection of our work. By detaching our self-esteem from our creative outputs, we can maintain a healthier, more balanced perspective. This allows us to approach writing with more freedom and less fear of failure, fostering a more positive and productive creative process. Embracing feedback, even when it's critical, is essential for growth. By viewing criticism as an opportunity to learn, we can identify areas for improvement and refine our skills. It's helpful to approach feedback with a curious mind and open mindset, asking specific questions to gain deeper insights. For instance, if a piece of writing is rejected, we can seek feedback on what aspects might need more work. Constructive criticism can highlight weaknesses we were previously unaware of, offering a clear path to enlightenment. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks and keep moving forward. Developing resilience involves building a support network of fellow writers, friends, and mentors who can offer encouragement and perspective. Seeking realistic goals and celebrating small victories along the way can also bolster resilience. Additionally, practicing self-compassion and recognizing that every writer faces rejection and criticism can help maintain a positive outlook. By refraining from perspectives, separating self-worth from outcomes, learning from feedback, and developing resilience, writers can navigate the challenges of rejection and criticism more effectively. These strategies not only help in coping with the psychological impact, but also pave the way for continual growth and success in the writing journey. Navigating rejection and criticism is a skill that can be honed with practical strategies. Here are some actionable tips to help writers handle feedback more effectively and continue to grow in their craft. When receiving criticism, it's essential to analyze it objectively. Instead of taking feedback personally, try to see it from the critic's perspective. Ask yourself, what are the specific points being critiqued? Is there a common theme or reoccurring issue mentioned by several critics? How can this feedback be used to improve your work? By breaking down criticism into specific actionable points, you can focus on areas for improvement rather than getting overwhelmed by negativity. If feedback is vague or unclear, don't hesitate to seek clarification. Understanding the specific aspects that need improvement can help make a significant difference. Reach out to the person who provided the feedback and ask for more details. Questions like, can you provide me with examples where the narrative feels weak? What specific parts of the dialogue seem unnatural? How do you think the pacing can be improved? Getting clear, detailed feedback allows you to make targeted revisions and enhances your understanding of your strengths and weaknesses. Setting realistic expectations for yourself and your work can help mitigate the sting of rejection. Understand that not every piece of writing will be accepted and praised, and that's okay. Rejections are part of the journey. set achievable goals, such as completing a certain number of submissions per month, revising a draft based on specific feedback, celebrating when you receive personalized feedback, even if it's a rejection. By setting manageable goals, you create a framework for progress that acknowledges and accommodates setbacks. In the face of rejection, it's important to celebrate small victories. Every positive step, no matter how minor, deserves recognition. This can include completing a difficult chapter, receiving a constructive critique that provides clear guidance, getting positive feedback from a peer or mentor. Recognizing these small achievements helps maintain motivation and reminds you of your progress and potential. Having a strong support system is an invaluable thing for handling the ups and downs of the writing journey. Here's how to cultivate and leverage support. Trusted friends and mentors can offer honest feedback, encouragement, and a fresh perspective. They understand your goals and challenges and can provide emotional and practical support. Regularly sharing your work with them can create a safe space for constructive criticism and motivation. Professional support from therapists and writing coaches can be beneficial.